This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
You interrupted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 Bam Podcast.
This is a 3 Bam Podcast.
This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
Mm-hmm. 3 Bam Podcast.
3 Bam. 3 Bam. 3 Bam.
3 Bam Podcast.
This is a 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
One day I was talking to somebody and I was like, man, that guy's voice is really deep. And they're like, yeah, so is yours. I'm like, not in my head.
Right.
In my head, it doesn't sound very deep. All right, Ben, let's get going here. Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 Beers and a Mic podcast. If you noticed, it's not Rami today, but I'm here, Dwayne. And this week, it's been a while, but we got Adam.
Yeah, I'm back. Finally.
With a vengeance or just back?
Just back.
All right.
Oh, welcome back.
And today, since Rami's not here, Adam brought a guest, even.
Yep.
We got Marcus.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Marcus, one of the things we always do is we try to get your geeky nerdiness side and what qualifies you to be a geek or nerd. But, I mean, it can be anything.
I guess the big thing is I'm a big tech news geek. You know, I watch CNET every day, and I always try to catch up on the latest geek items, you know, all that good stuff. So
you watched the new iPhone announcement?
Oh, of course.
I didn't even see it. What was the big deal with it?
The main thing was, like, you know,
the 3 cameras I saw or something. But I mean,
well, the new iPhones, of course. But to me, the big thing was Apple TV Plus. You know,
it's on the phone.
Well, it's going to be on the phone, the iPad, and Apple TV.
Okay.
And they showed a preview of one of the shows called C.
Oh, they have a whole awesome. New, like,
it looks
network
nice. It looks good. Oh, yeah.
I saw the trailer.
It, yeah, it looks real good.
That's the one with Jason Momoa, right?
Yeah.
And then he can't, he's blind.
Everybody's blind, yeah.
Except for the
his baby.
The children, right.
Yeah. They have 2 new children.
Yeah, so that's going to be
that looks interesting.
Good, plus, only $5 a month, you know.
I still, I could just Google
$5 a month.
Oh, shit.
Oh, they're trying to compete with
Disney, right.
I got my 3 months at Disney. Did you?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, the 3 years?
Yeah, three years.
Me too. I told Adam about it. You know, he missed it.
You just use his?
Yeah, I guess you can, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, once I get it, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. That starts in November 12th or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Somewhere around there. That's going to be so awesome.
I know.
I don't know if you saw, I forget, in the Netherlands or something, Disney Plus is already there.
Right.
And X-Men, Spider-Man, a bunch of stuff is on. Like, they don't have the new stuff, the Mandalorian, all the specialty shows.
Right.
But all the stuff that's going to be on there is already there.
And yeah.
They've already announced.
So what are they
X-Men cartoons, old Spider-Man cartoons.
Are they going to have that free Hulu and stuff like that?
I think they will eventually.
But they don't have it right now.
Not for pre-order.
No.
But
they talk about doing like a bundle service.
Yeah, ESPN, Hulu, and
for like $12.99 a month, something like that, for all three.
Yeah. Which I don't care about sports. That's why I did the 3 years.
Right.
And I get Hulu with my Spotify, so I'm good.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Hope you have a good time. And so let's start off with what we're drinking. Adam brought some weird shit today. So
I know, super weird. And it tastes like that too.
It tastes like shit.
It's called Pure Still. Spiked still water. It's flavored mango. But it tastes a little bit of mango, but mostly water and alcohol.
What's the alcohol content, does it say?
5%.
5%?
Yeah. Because I just noticed it says 90 calories, so it's like
4.5%.
Yeah.
It's the same as the other ones, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty high alcohol for a supposedly low-calorie thing, too. So I guess that's what they're going for.
Yep.
I guess Marcus is drinking the same thing right now.
Right now.
Right now. I'm trying to get rid of it so I can jump to the beer.
All right. Well, Marcus brought some Independence Brewing Company's, their native Texan. It's a Pilsner, which if you listen to the podcast, you know I'm a fan of. So and it's good Pilsner, man. Especially
good.
Especially this time of year when it's still hot. It's still like a fucking 100 degrees here in Texas. Right. So yes. We can still drink the light beers. And although I am happy because it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the Oktoberfest season, so I've been drinking a lot of those lately.
Yeah.
I think I have St. Arnold's Oktoberfest in the fridge. So.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Boop, boop. All right. Well, we actually got some listener questions this week. Let me. Most of them came from our Facebook page, which you can find us on Facebook at Three Bears and a Mic, and Twitter and Instagram at Three Bears and a Mic. Hit us up. We do a lot on Instagram. Rami posted that cool Wolverine Hulk action figure picture that seemed to get a lot of action. So hopefully we'll have some more of those coming. Yeah, I'm calling Rami out right now on the podcast.
He might be listening. You never know.
Well, he'll listen later. all right. So a friend of mine actually that I helped him get his podcast started, Kevin, he has a nursing podcast about, and he talks to actual nurses and emergency nurses, the art of emergency nursing. If you're not a nurse, it's actually fun to listen to. If you are a nurse, it's probably really informative because I know nothing about nursing, but I like listening to it. It's very interesting. But he asks, not sure if you've done this, but have you shared your thoughts on the new Batman, which is Robert Pattinson?
I know. I saw him in a new commercial, some other movie he's doing. I don't remember where, but it looks weird.
Well, he's a little weird.
Yeah. He always does those independent movies. I think he would be okay for the Batman.
I think we did talk about it, and we're holding judgment till we see it. I mean, it could be good, it could be shitty. Yeah. Who knows, right?
So what happened to Ben? Ben, you know, he was a great Batman to me.
He was a great Batman. He was a shitty Bruce Wayne.
I guess. I didn't think about that part.
Well, he left the project. Like, he was writing the next Batman movie, and he left the project, and then they had to basically start over.
Oh, okay.
They went through casting, and they picked Robert Pattinson. A lot of people were like, no. I thought he would be a great Batman Beyond. But
yeah, he would be a good Batman Beyond.
But they're going with I think they're calling it the new Batman, right? But I think I'll wait to see what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody said the same thing about the Joker when Heath Ledger became the Joker. Right. Oh, you can't be the Joker, and look at that, you know.
That's true.
There's been a lot of cases of that. Like, he might be the greatest Batman ever. We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you like him or not, whether you like Twilight or don't like Twilight, I mean, why hold judgment until you see it, you know?
I agree.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what we agreed on when we talked about it. All right, our buddy Aaron asks, what movie or TV series would you like to be released on Blu-ray? His is Tales from the Crypt and Freddy's New Nightmare. I don't even know what that is.
I mean,
I know Tales from the Crypt.
Nightmare Elm Street, I think, one of the versions of Nightmare on Elm Street.
I don't collect Blu-rays.
Me neither.
I haven't bought one in a while. I don't know what is or what isn't. I mean, what was it? Highlander? I don't know if that's on Blu-ray.
Oh my god!
Is that on Blu-ray?
Yeah, it's on Blu-ray.
I just watched that movie and I was like, god.
Almost everything's in.
Yeah, probably everything's on Blu-ray nowadays.
I mean, there's obviously things that aren't, but I don't know if there's some things that they just can't convert to Blu-ray. Could that be? You're the tech guy. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out because, you know, I buy a lot of Blu-rays.
I mean, like, you can't take Lucille Ball and make it a Blu-ray, right? It's not going to be any better.
No, that's not true because there's a lot of old movies that they changed them, converted to Blu-ray.
Are they clearer? Are they any better? Or are they just
the quality of the picture is a little better, but it's
they can just play on a Blu-ray.
Right. Exactly.
Because, yeah. I mean, I don't know how much you can enhance an old film.
Yeah.
It's more like upscaling. You know, they upscale the picture or whatever to get close to Blu-ray as possible.
So. Kind of like they did when they re-released the Star Wars.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen some old movies that turn into Blu-ray. And, I mean, the quality is a little better, but it's not that bad. Right. It's good.
Well, because they did like Wizard of Oz, right? They put that on Blu-ray. I didn't really notice that much of a difference. I mean, it was kind of, it was ahead of its time when it came out with the coloring and all that stuff. But I was just like, it's still just as good as the original, but I'm like,
exactly right. There's no big difference.
You can just play it on a Blu-ray.
Some of them you can tell they're not as good as, you know, in Blu-ray, but they're still better than what they were before.
Right.
Yeah.
I think there's only so much you can do. All right. I don't know if you guys, are you playing, do you play video games? You play video games.
Yes.
Xbox, PlayStation, what do you do?
PlayStation, baby, all the way.
I don't know if this pertains to you.
I play PlayStation 2, so.
Borderlands or Gears of War?
I would like to know.
I think Borderlands is on.
Borderlands look more.
It's on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you played the past ones?
No.
Like any of them?
No, I haven't.
I played, they put 2 on Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
So I played a little bit of it. It's fun. It's similar to a Gears of War to me. It's just cartoony instead of realistic. For me, it's Gears of War because I don't have Borderlands 3. So I'm going with Gears of War. And I really like the story on Gears of War.
Oh, okay.
Like the first-person shooter. They have a horde mode, which is fun, where you play with people and you can build barriers and you fight off waves of enemies. That's fun. But the online, like 4v4 or whatever, I hate it.
Oh, you hate it?
It's freaking shotgun heaven, right? If somebody just gets the shotgun, just walks up behind you, dead. Like, this sucks, man. There's no tactic to this at all. There's just of course... Cool. You kind of slowly learn, like, I just kind of go around behind them and just start shotgunning them all. But it's just not as fun as a lot of the other shooters.
Oh, okay.
We got another another one from Kevin. Didn't realize that. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck wood?
I don't know. Not.
A woodchuck, 20 chucks of wood if a woodchuck wood. How's that?
That's good.
Sounds good to me.
Our buddy Chris, who was on the last podcast, I don't know you didn't listen, but... Okay. Are you looking forward to the new Terminator movie?
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I am, yes.
I mean...
It's got the original character, the characters. And the new ones look pretty good, too. I mean, the new guy that used to play... Ghost Rider, he's a good actor.
The Ghost Rider in S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in it?
He's the Terminator.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And then the girl...
The girl's more human. She's more...
Yeah.
She's like...
She thinks she's more human. Yeah, but... Right?
Yeah, so... Then they got Arnold. Of course, they got Arnold in it, and...
I think he's going to be in it for like 10 minutes.
Probably.
They're going to show up at his door, and he's going to be like, get out. I hope they do that, actually. I want to see it, but I don't know if I'll go to the movies.
I will, because I enjoy more in the movies than at home.
Eh. Plus, like, then I have to have Chloe, like, watch all the Terminator movies to get caught up, to bring her. She can't really watch the first one.
Well, that's all she needs to watch, the first one, and that's it. The rest are just...
No, the second one. I think the first two are still canon. Yeah, everything else they got, like, this is supposed to be part 3, right?
Yeah.
So, whatever. Chris has another question.
What? Chuck, chuck, chuck.
Is it weird to do an episode without Rami? No, actually, it's not. We've done it before. Well, at least I have.
Well, you've done it without us either.
Yeah, I've done it without both of them, so I don't need them. This is the Dwayne Show. Dwayne's Beer and a Mic. That's the new name. But his other real question, what were your favorite non-comic book superhero TV shows as a kid?
Wonder Woman. Oh.
Non-comic book.
Oh, non-comic book.
Ooh, TV shows.
I mean.
Superheroes.
Greatest American Hero.
Oh, yeah. I know you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Also, there was one nobody ever remembers called My Secret Identity.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
I like that one, too.
Never saw it.
That's a tough one.
Not for me. I was always into superheroes, so anything superhero, I watched it.
But back then, I didn't really watch shows. I only watched two.
Bionic Man?
I guess, yeah. That's what I was thinking about.
Bionic Man.
Or the Million Dollar Man?
Yeah.
Is that the main?
That's
the same
$16 Million Man, or whatever the hell he was.
$16 Million Man.
Now he's today, if they made it, he'd be the Trillion Dollar Man.
Also, I like the Lindsay Wagner as a Bionic Woman. I like that one. I watched it a lot.
See? It's not as hard as you think.
But yeah, the better one that I used to watch more was the $60 Million Man.
Now,
yeah.
Would you consider like Knight Rider?
Yes, I watched that.
I mean, he's kind of a superhero.
Really?
Well, he's like Batman, right?
He's like Batman, yeah.
I guess.
He's got a bunch of money behind him with a cool car. I mean.
And the car talked to him, yeah. So I guess, yeah. I guess that could work.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I think it could be a superhero. Yeah. A-Team?
No, I hated that.
I know, but are they? But it could be, though. They don't have powers, but, you know, they're doing good things.
Yeah, so that could work.
Our last question, I think. Hold on. Where are you?
So how you guys feel about Spider-Man not being in MCU?
Actually, it's not confirmed yet.
Yeah, I hope.
I hope
they can negotiate something.
We're going to get into that in the movie talk, but we can do it right now. The latest news is Sony's making another 30%. So what Disney basically said was like, we want 30%. We'll pay for 30%, but we want more. They had 5% interest in the film.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So they said, we want 30% because we're doing all this work. Right. But we'll pay 30% of the cost. You know, we'll share the cost, blah, blah, blah. And Sony said no, blah, blah. Went back and forth. Rami was all crazy, freaking out about it. Oh, it's done. And Sony said that's it. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now there's talks of, well, now Sony's saying, okay, let's do 30%. We'll do Venom, Spider-Man. You know, I think they realized that they screwed up.
Right.
I mean, it's freaking Disney.
Exactly.
And we joked about this on the last podcast. There's a meme going around of Disney saying, how much for Spider-Man? And Sony says, Spider-Man's not for sale. And Disney says, okay, how much for the company?
Hey, should go ahead and buy it.
Well, they probably wouldn't. I don't think they'd be, after purchasing Fox, I don't think the government would let them.
Right.
That'd be a lot of controlling properties that Disney would have. I mean, there's still Warner Brothers. I mean, you could argue that.
Right.
But I don't know.
It's the monopoly. Yeah, they won't let them do it.
No. For sure. All right. Come on. Jamers, where are you? All right. Our buddy Jamers time. He said, if you could watch a show or movie again, for the first time, meaning you've never seen it before, what would it be?
Blade Runner. TV movie.
Yeah, both. Either or.
Blade Runner.
Really?
Fuck you.
I've never even watched it.
I love that.
Mine be Silence of the Lambs. That's my all-time favorite movie.
I mean, if I had to have Now, if we take this question to, like, have your mind wiped for one movie that you've seen and you can rewatch it, I'd probably have to go Sixth Sense. Because you can't go back and rewatch that movie. You already know the twist at the end.
Yeah.
No, I like
Blade Runner. Or even, did you watch American Horror Story?
Oh, yeah, no. That's my show.
He loves it.
I love it.
The first season?
I've seen every season.
I know, but the first season, the twist at the end there, was like...
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, why didn't I see that coming?
Right. Yeah.
That might be a good one to go back and rewatch.
That's true.
I only watched the first, like, two or three seasons.
Oh, really? Oh, man, you got to see the other ones.
I didn't see the... No, I watched the Insane Asylum one.
That was good.
And then I didn't see this. Is it like a circus?
The Covenant.
Oh yeah. That was great.
Then the Covenant came out.
The Covenant, yeah, the circus. And
I think they're doing their last season, right?
I don't know.
I think there's one more season that they're doing.
I know this one is 1984, so it's going to be based on 1984. So.
Yeah. I think it's the last season, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Who knows? You know, things change. Now they move networks and just keep going.
All the good shows are leaving. Preacher, that's a great show too.
I think that'll be picked up somewhere.
Oh, you think? I hope so, because that's an awesome show.
Did you guys? I don't think you've been here. Did you watch The Boys?
Oh yeah!
Oh yes!
Oh yes! Awesome!
So good, right?
So wonderful! Badass, dude.
I can't wait to see season two.
Now, Rami thought I wouldn't like it because you know me, like I'm not like the anti-hero. Like I don't like the anti. Like I always say I'm the Jedi. I'm not. The dark side,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, everybody likes Darth Vader. Right. I'm like, no, Luke's cool.
And the boys is all, like, dark side.
But it's...
It's cool, though.
But it's what I've always wanted. I've always wanted a depiction of what would a world with real superheroes really be like.
Right. Like Brightburn.
That's yeah.
Like, you know.
Like...
That was cool.
What... But... Because, you know, to me, like, if you have a world where there's people, like, flying and can shoot beams out of their eyes, I don't give a shit about a Tom Cruise.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
who right. the hell is this guy?
Exactly.
He can't... He looks like he jumps out of a plane, but this guy can actually jump out of a plane.
Right.
Like, those people would be nothing. So I like the way they did that. And
yeah, that was a nice...
Kind of worked it into, like... How the world works, you know?
They had a nice little twist at the end, you know?
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, of course, it's a fucking cliffhanger, and I was pissed. I was like, right. What? You can't just drop that on us and leave? I know they're filming season two already, but that was... I think... I don't know. That might be my favorite TV show of the year.
One of them, by far. Top three for me.
All right. Well, what's your top three, then?
Well, number one, Handmaid's Tale.
I've heard
that
good things.
That is wonderful. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen it.
That is awesome.
I only saw one season.
It's awesome. I love it. So I get that. I get Boys up too, because that was awesome too. And third, man.
You know what?
I got to say Power. You know, that's a good show. It's on
really?
Stars. Oh, yeah. That's an awesome show.
I did like it, but I don't have Stars anymore. But, you know, the one that just came out as Mindhunters is really good.
Oh, I love that show.
Where is it on Netflix?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God.
It's good?
Watch it.
Okay.
I think the second season was as good as the first.
Yeah, I mean, I liked more the first one, but the second was really good,
well,
too.
Well, the first one was new and a surprise.
Yes.
This one, I still loved it. So the premise is it's about the FBI learning about, like, serial killers.
Okay.
And this guy comes in and he wants to create a department to study serial killers and become a behavioral scientist.
Well, they were called serial killers.
Yeah, they weren't called back then.
Oh, really?
Sink killers.
No, well, they had another name for them. But it's...
Sequence
killers,
sequence
yeah.
Sequence killers.
But it's kind of the... I'm guessing it's loosely based because, I mean, they have Manson in there. They have...
What?
Dude, and the freaky part, after you watch it, go look at the actual serial killers and the people who played them.
Yeah.
And how much they look alike is freaky.
Oh, I'm going to check that out. Okay.
Like, you're like, that is Marilyn Manson. I mean, not Marilyn Manson, but Manson. I'm like, this is crazy.
So Mindbenders, huh?
Mindhunters.
Oh, Mindhunters. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
And obviously, they're working on season three because...
Already? They just came out with number two.
I know. Well, I'm sure they are. Dude, they have this shit lined out. As long as people keep watching, they're going to keep making. Now, since we're talking about a Netflix series, I don't know if you heard. I heard some rumors that Netflix might switch to start doing, like, releasing their stuff, like, a week at a time.
Oh, that
instead
sucks.
Of all at once.
That sucks, dude. I'm going to wait until they
Well, it sucks if you're a binge watcher. I know people that watch Netflix and they watch one a week. Like the like
see, that's
they
how
used
I am.
To.
I can't sit there and watch.
So they can watch multiple shows.
I watch two, three shows at a time.
But they can watch like multiple shows and, you know, they just watch one a day or whatever and then they can go back and they can have multiple shows going. So I know people who do that.
Yeah.
But not me. I'm a freaking binge watcher.
Oh, really? See, I can't sit there all day. And watch
I'm a binge watcher.
Yeah, he's a binge watcher. Yeah.
Well, especially when it's a cliffhanger. Like, this time's, like, Mindhunter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like 11 o'clock at night, and they like it's like a cliffhanger. I'm like, all right, one more episode. And, you know, I'm going to bed at like midnight, 1 o'clock, because I'm like, all right, one more episode.
I'm going to watch it tonight when I get home.
It's really good. Okay. You haven't watched number one either?
I don't think I
Oh, even
so watch the first season first?
Of course.
Yes.
Season one and then season two.
Now, the funny part is I think the way they portray the detective or the FBI agents, they're a little odd to me.
Yeah.
The way they act and move and mannerisms. But the serial killers, the other people in the story are really cool.
Oh,
like,
really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right. Okay.
But it's awesome.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
I just started, speaking of binge watching, somebody was talking about this show at work, and I was like, oh, let me check it out. And I'm into season four or something now.
Oh,
it's called Alone. So it's a History Channel kind of reality show where they send these 10 people into the woods in Vancouver on this island, separate them enough that they can't get to each other. And then they have to survive. Like, they give them 10 items. You get to pick 10 items to bring with you other than your clothes and a few other emergency kits and stuff that they give them because they don't want them to die. But and they have to sit there and survive on their own, fish, hunt, you know, whatever you have to do, build your where you're going to sleep.
Oh, man.
All that shit. And Last Man Standing gets $500,000.
Shit, okay.
Now, you don't know when people leave.
Oh, okay.
You just know you're there. I mean, there could be 10 people still there. There could be 2 people there. You don't know.
Right.
So, I don't know why I got so caught up in it, but it's awesome. So, they don't have camera crews. It's not like Survivor or whatever. There's no camera crew. Like, they're filming themselves with, like, GoPros and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which, like, on top of the shit they have to carry, they also have to carry, like, 50 pounds of camera gear.
Oh, like, man.
So once you, like, find a place, you're like, I'm not moving. This is it.
It's on History Channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. And the last season that I'm watching right now, I think it's the 3rd or 4th season. I don't know. But then they kind of switched it up where, like, there was 2 people, but they drop one here to set up camp and then another person 10 miles away.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
And they have to find them. They give them, like, a direction to go. They're like, that's your heading. They're over there somewhere.
Find them, huh?
We're not telling you how far they are, though.
Damn. Sounds interesting.
It's pretty.
No, it's not my cup of tea. You know that.
You might like it. I don't know. I didn't think I would like it. I heard people talking about it. I'm like, let me give it a shot. And I'm like, I'm all like wrapped up in it.
Oh, man.
People getting hurt, burning themselves, cutting themselves, falling down. I mean,
oh, okay.
It's fun, man. It's something different. It's something different, right? It's not like
it's
superheroes or
it's
mystical.
It's good to have something different. You know?
Yeah. Also, have you started Carnival Row?
Oh, yeah, that's another good show.
I thought the first episode I was kind of like,
I'm on like, I think, number 6 right now.
Yeah, I'm on number 6 too. I need 2 more.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm around there. Well, the first episode I was kind of like, let me give it another episode. And then the second episode I was kind of like, all right, let me watch another one.
Right.
Yeah.
First one I was a little iffy. It was a little slow to me.
Kind of like Swamp Thing.
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Now, that's a good show.
I've watched like 8 episodes. I still haven't finished it, but it's really cool.
What did they do? 10? They ended up doing 10, right?
Yeah. That's, I heard they canceled it.
Well, it was supposed to be, I think it was supposed to be 13 or 14 episodes. And then they cut it back to 10, and then they canceled it. But now there's rumors they're going to do a movie.
Oh, really?
We'll see.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it is good.
It's
really good.
Rami said it was good, too. I haven't heard anything bad about it.
Titans is good, too. You seen that? You watched that one yet?
I liked it. I didn't like the ending. I didn't like the ending.
It was great, man.
I didn't like the ending.
It's going to be cool. Our season 2 is coming out real soon, so.
Yeah, and they're adding Superboy and Wonder Girl.
Right. So it's going to be, it's going to be awesome, man.
I think Canary, maybe, even. Black Canary?
Black Canary, okay.
There was something I saw with a picture and the, like, Canary or something like that.
That's
going to
be cool.
Like, what?
Yeah.
She wasn't a Titan, was she? She trained the Titans.
Yeah, she trained them. Yeah, I don't think
she didn't.
She
wasn't one of them. Well, I mean, they can change that. Well, who cares?
Right. Like, as long as it's good, that's all that matters.
Because you didn't read the Boys comic book, right?
No.
Neither one of you?
No, I didn't.
So apparently, you know when they go talk to the guy who can read people's minds or whatever, the kid from Sixth Sense with the beard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, in the comic books, that's kind of where they start out, is him and A-Train.
Okay.
Like when they're on the Teen Titan team. That's where the comic books start.
Oh, okay.
So they changed. People that had read a con the Boys comic book said they changed enough that it's cool and that you want to watch it, but the comic book's still like really good. Like you can go back and read the comic book and it's not going to ruin anything.
Oh, okay.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I might have to do that.
Right.
All right. Well, since it's been a month since Adam's been here. Stop working so much. Jesus. It's gonna kill you.
You know, the days you guys want to do this, I'm working. In the days you don't want to do it, I'm off. So why work in the morning?
Shit, we'll just do it every week and, you know, we'll just bank some. But I'm sure you've seen some movies.
Yeah, I've seen a couple. I haven't gone a lot of, like I used to, but I've seen some movies.
All right, what have you seen?
Yesterday I saw, what is it? Ready or Not. I liked it, but I didn't like some of the scenes.
What,
you know?
What is that movie? I don't even know what that is.
It's about these rich people that made a deal with the devil. Okay. In order for them to have all this wealth and stuff, they have to play a game. It's like a little box. So they put a card, an empty card, you know, like a playing card. They put it in, and then it pops out, and it tells you chess, checkers, and then hide and seek. When it's hide and seek, you have to kill that person before the end of the day, before the day comes up. If they don't, they all die.
What if it's checkers? You just play checkers?
Checkers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's the luck of the draw.
Oh, man.
You're like,
this
shit.
This girl got hide and seek, and she didn't know her, you know.
So one person has to hide, and the other person has to try to kill him?
No.
They have to try to kill each other?
Not the husband, but
the wife.
The new wife. She has to dress up, stay on the white dress, and hide. And she was thinking it was just like hide and seek. But they all got weapons because they've been doing this for a long time. It's, you know, the grandfather did the deal with the devil. So it all passes from
generation to generation.
And she got lucky. You know, her new husband helped her out at the beginning because he felt, you know, he was in love. But then at the end, he turned on her. So.
Shh, spoiler alert.
Right.
But it's
jeez,
still,
the movie just came out.
God damn it, don't tell me nothing.
It's still,
I'm not going to
go see
it.
You can tell from the advance of the movie, you can tell what's going to happen.
I'm not a horror movie guy.
It's not a horror.
Well, it sounds like it. It's
like
a Saw.
More like gore.
Well, that's horror.
No,
it's still horror. You're thinking thriller. There's a difference.
Yeah, I guess that's more like a thriller, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this sounds like horror.
No, it isn't. It's people looking to kill her. There's no monsters. There's no...
Yeah, that's a horror. It's like Saw.
I don't like Saw, but...
Okay.
This is okay.
It's like Us.
And then I saw It.
Or, what's the other movie you did? What's the other one where... Oh, shit.
We saw It too.
It too, yeah. We saw
last
It
last week. Too. That was good.
That was really good.
That was real good.
I'm guessing you watched the first one.
Yeah.
I watched it. It was okay. I wasn't like blown away like everybody was.
Oh, you got to see the second one. About it. Watch that second one. You'll be like, oh my God. It's awesome.
Is it better than the first?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah?
A lot more action. A lot of action.
So it's like T2?
No. No, you like it because the clown is like everywhere. You know, it's more about the clown. They explain how it happened and all that good stuff.
Okay. So it's a sequel prequel?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. Yeah, you can say that. You can say that.
So they explain more like
more
what the clown is and how
exactly.
It got to be.
Exactly. How you got to be clown, right.
I also saw Angel Has Fallen, which I liked.
Oh, that's good?
It was good.
Did you see apparently there was other movies about Fallen?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
London Has Fallen.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Olympus Fallen.
Yeah, it's...
London, right? London's
Fallen. London, Olympus, and... what about...
I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, you haven't? I saw Olympus in London. I didn't see Angel yet.
I saw Angel. It's like... This is, I think, like the fourth or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. So it was pretty good. A lot of action and good acting and stuff. And
oh, okay.
I saw The Good Boys, which was funny as hell.
Oh, it was funny?
It's really good.
Oh, that's the one with the little kids, yes. Right? And they're trying to learn about sex or something.
Yeah.
No, they're not doing... They're just...
Trying to learn how to kiss
yes.
And shit.
But, you know, it's like real life, dude. They don't know anything. You know, they're just kids.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And they believe everything. Like, another kid's like, oh, I kissed a girl and it's
no,
this.
No, none of that. Oh. It's more different than
well, that. Well, I'm sure, but they're just naive kids
naive,
that believe.
Really funny.
Okay. I'll check that out.
And then I saw also Hobbs and Shaw.
How was that?
And I was surprised. I liked it. I thought it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
I've heard that. Robbie talked about it on the podcast. He liked it.
I liked it too.
I
don't know why it didn't make any money, but it was good. Actually, it was really good.
No, it made money. It was like number one in the box office for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it made money.
Yeah, but compared to the other one, Fast and Furious, it's not nowhere close.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for, right?
Well, Fast Furious made $1 billion, you know. And yeah. Of course, you know, that won't make $1 billion.
Well, it's also the first spinoff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. There's a podcast I listen to called How Did This Get Made? And they usually kind of watch bad movies or, you know, and discuss them and like, what the hell is going on here? But they watch Hobbs and Shaw and they were like, this movie is awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it was better than
go watch this movie. It's stupid, ridiculous, but it's just fun. It's basically kind of what they said.
Fun. I'll just buy the Blu-ray when it comes out.
You know, I thought it. You know, when I saw the commercials,
too late for the movies.
I'll just rent it.
When I saw the commercials, and I thought they're gonna use those stupid sticks instead of weapons, but it makes sense.
Oh, really? It makes sense.
I liked it.
The Samoan thing.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's all the movies you've seen. That's disappointing for you, Adam.
I mean, I've seen more. I haven't been able to go, like, I haven't been coming.
I know, he's go every week. Or
I know.
Yeah, two, three times a week. I'm like, man.
No, I haven't gone. Anyway,
did you still have, no, you didn't, you switched over to the other pass, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Because Movie Pass is dead.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It finally died.
I have that stops.
Membership. Regal just came out with one too.
Yeah, but I'm already with Stubbs.
So I know. I have Regal here.
Oh, you have Regal?
Yeah. I haven't signed up, but
I have AMC.
Seems like a good deal.
So I go to AMC.
Yeah, me too.
See, that's why you need to wear the headphones. All right. We talked a little bit about video games. Are you guys playing video games right now?
Yeah, I started.
I haven't played in a while. I have a bunch of games. I just haven't played them.
I just recently started playing.
You sound like Rami.
Right. I just recently started playing.
I guess I'm collecting them. I don't know.
I mean, I'm always playing Pokemon Go. And I started playing again Clash of Titans. I had left it, but I came back. And I got back to...
You're all about mobile gaming then.
No. PlayStation, I started playing Elder Scroll.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's really good, really good. That's I like
the
it.
Skyrim, right?
No, not that one, the old one. It's online shit. I hate online because they kill you. You know, you just got to start from scratch, you know?
Oh, my God. Welcome to the 21st century.
Right? You know what? To get anything, you have to buy stuff. I don't want to buy stuff. Yeah, I don't want to spend money.
Well, you just have to grind then.
You know, I had to buy a new, because they had new
DLCs or something. Packs.
Packs for downloadable. For different adventures.
Yeah.
I had to buy one of those. Because the one I had, it was too old.
Like you?
Yes. But I keep playing it. So I decided to say, look, I'm going to play at least 1 hour a day. But I play more than that. But every day I play 1 or 2 hours.
What's that one game people playing right now? You got to buy clothes and they do dances. I can't remember.
Oh, Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah.
I hate that game.
I hate it.
I never played it. I never got into it.
I've tried to play it a few times. I'm not a big, what do they call them now? Open world. Not open world. Shit. What the hell is it called? But it's the big... Where's that coming from? A little noise there. See, you know if you had headsets.
See, I don't need to hear that.
No, there's... Shit. Big team battles.
Oh, okay.
Basically. Where it's like a giant map and you got all... Some of them are like you're by yourself.
Right.
And I hate that shit too. That's even worse because you just get sniped from somebody and you didn't even see them.
Exactly. You're dead, right?
Yeah. And Fortnite is the worst. Like, I cannot... I played that game maybe 5 times. And I've actually won a game with no kills.
Oh, okay. Like,
my team did all the work and I was just there like, woo!
Turn them on. Huh?
It was horrible, man. But... And they have that stupid building. Like, you can build, like, a thing to climb up and, you know, get above somebody so you can shoot them and you watch people playing, man. They're, like, running, shooting, building all at the same time. And I'm like, which button is it to build something? Like, I can't do it. But there's a game called Apex.
Oh, okay.
That came out. That's a, you know, big team battle thing. I like it. You drop together. You kind of work as a team. It's got a easy communication thing. Like, you don't have to put on a headset and talk to people. You can just say, hey, I'm going over here. Or, hey, there's enemies over there. Like, it automatically, you just hit a button and it does it.
Oh, okay.
And as you pick up stuff, like if you pick up a gun and you pick up an attachment,
yeah,
it puts it on it. Like, you don't have to go in a menu and do all this stuff. It just automatically puts it on it. If you have a better attachment than the one you're trying to pick up, it won't let you pick it up.
Mm.
It's so much smoother. So you can just like drop in, get stuff, and start killing people.
Oh, okay.
I played it for a little bit. I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like it?
It's just not for me. I like it's more
probably
adventure.
Too fast.
Yeah, it's
you
too
like
fast.
RPG
yes.
stuff.
RPGs.
I like shooter games, you know.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah, you're probably going to like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Apex is fun then if you like shooter games.
Okay. How about the new Apple Arcade? You guys gonna get that arcade subscription, whatever?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I already got an Xbox. I got a Switch. Yeah. Do I need more stuff? Like, I hardly even play my Switch. I'm always playing Xbox.
Right.
So. For me, I'm still playing Rocket League.
Yeah.
If you haven't played that game,
I
it's awesome.
I never got into it.
It's Even Rami will, like, he's Mr. Video Game. He's like, that game's, I hate that game. It's too hard. You got to play it for a while, like, to kind of understand the mechanics and how it works. And if you played racquetball, it's kind of like the ball's bouncing off the wall. So you kind of have to know that stuff. Overwatch, I'm actually still... I came late to the game on Overwatch, but I'm still playing
it. I never played it, but I've seen it.
I've seen people play it. I never played it myself. I just watch people play it.
What I like about it is it's 6-on-6 battle, right? So it's either like both teams are trying to capture a point, or one team's trying to capture a point, the other team's defending it, and then sometimes there's stuff that like you have to move from like one part of the map to the other. But you actually have to work as a team, right? There's there's tanks, there's arsenal people, and then you got healers.
Okay.
Right? So if you get people that all work together where you got like the healer healing you and somebody like putting up a shield and you're doing this, and if you all work together,
right,
you can just run through people. But if you don't work together, you get run over. Like,
oh, okay.
So it's really fun when you get a team that like everybody's working together.
It sounds interesting.
Like most shooter games, if you like shooter games, right? Mm-hmm. Most of them are like, we're just running and shooting at people.
Exactly,
like,
right. just fucking them up. That's how you do it. Just fuck them up.
There's no tactic. There's just like, hey, I see a guy. I'm going to go kill him.
Exactly.
It may be like, you know, if I'm playing with you and you're like, hey, I see a couple guys over here. And you're like shooting them. I'm like, all right, I'm going to flank them then. That might be the extent of it.
But right.
This game, even without talking, you can kind of like, okay, I'm going to throw it out. Somebody throws down a shield and you're a machine gun guy, right? So you just get behind the shield and you're like blowing people away, or you know, you combine your combination stuff and all. It's fun. It's a little cartoony for me, but it's still fun.
Okay.
It's not as cartoony as Fortnite. So.
Is it for PS4 also, or just?
Yeah, it's on. I think it's on everything.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's coming out on Switch in a month or something.
Oh, okay.
Even. I'm playing Gears of War 5, of course.
I was talking right after this game, I'm going to start playing also Diablo 3. I'm going to put it the hardest.
Isn't there another Diablo coming out? I think I just saw something about that. Or maybe, actually, I think it's free on my Game Pass now, like one of them. I think it's 3.
Yeah, I'm going to start playing it again. And I usually have it in the middle, but I'm going to put it harder because it gets boring if it's too easy.
Yeah. I hate that when you start like even a single player thing and you're like, oh, I'll pick the medium. It'll probably be a little bit of a challenge, and then you're like, oh man, this is too easy.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. That's true.
I need a little harder. Shit, now, but then you don't want to bump it up to harder because then you got to start back at the beginning. Right.
But that's what they do in Diablo. They start always to the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. If you switch to a harder level,
no, even when you get die, you go all the way to the beginning.
Really?
Yes. That's why you try not to die as much.
What?
That sucks.
That's old school. That's like
yeah,
Mega Man and Super Mario yeah. and shit. That's old school gaming right there. No, but I think they're making another Diablo.
Oh, yeah?
So those are like
shooter. I love the 1 that's in 2. I wish they did it back, you know, on modern side, modern night.
Oh, like they did with Halo, where they made like they upgraded it to the
yeah,
modern
so
stuff.
You can play PlayStation 4. It's the you know, the bosses were good. The you know, the adventures were really good, especially number
so
1.
Is that like an RPG shooter, or is it
RPG shooter?
It's like a it's kind of like a blend.
You know,
like
you
Hitman. Did you ever play Hitman?
No.
So there's like, is there like a overall story that you got to kind of go through?
Boy, it's got a story, yes.
But is it open world?
It's an open world, yeah.
Oh, it is?
And you can go anywhere and, you know, it's got.
See, a lot of open world I get bored with sometimes, though.
Why? You got to find the like secrets.
I know, but do you ever play Assassin's Creed?
I did.
But that one is not sure.
Yeah, see, he's feeling the same way as me. Like, after, like, there's, like, 3 different things that you have to do.
Right.
And then it's just those 3 things, like, with other characters. Like over and over. Like
Tomb Raider. I couldn't get into that.
Like, it's just, like, okay, you got to go steal this. Okay, I go steal that. next one, you got to go help this guy. Okay, I'll go help this guy.
No, but this you one
gotta
is.
Do this. And then it's like, you got to go steal this. I'm like, it's the what same the thing again. Right? What the fuck? I want something different. At least in Batman, when it's open world, I can just drop into the middle of the street and just fight a bunch of guys if I want to.
Yeah, that's true.
Batman was pretty good, though, because they actually, the last one, they really did the detective stuff with it.
The Spider-Man's awesome.
Oh, don't tell me.
Man.
Awesome. I don't have a PlayStation. I want to. Oh, man. I was awesome. This close to buying a PlayStation just to play that game.
It's awesome.
I know. I want to play it. I'm going to steal Adam's PlayStation.
I use it now.
He doesn't use it that often.
Can't wait till Avengers come on next year. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
I mean, we only saw a little gameplay, but...
Right. But it looks good, you know?
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be as open world as Spider-Man or what they're going to do.
It really didn't say.
I mean, they just kind of showed like the beginning or exactly, something. Right. You know? Like, it didn't really tell you, hey, is this going to be a big open world thing or... I don't know. All right. Did you say what games you're playing at all? Are you playing anything?
I haven't played anything in a while, so... Like I said, I just collect them, you know, I don't know why. I buy the fuckers and put them away and...
You don't even... Do you unwrap them at least?
No, they still wrap.
So, that's a big joke with
Rami. I plan on playing them, but I just like...
It's a joke with me and Rami. Like, I'd go to his house and I'd be like, hey, I'm going to borrow some games. And he's like, okay. And I'm like... Still has the fucking wrapper on it. Like, why did you buy this?
Yeah.
Did you pay $60 for this? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, why didn't you just wait if you're not going
to
play it?
Just like, wait till you get to $30 or something.
$20. Yeah,
exactly. Like, that's what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to wait. Cause...
That's kind of what I do. Like, there's some games that if you don't get them when they come out and start playing them, you're screwed.
Oh,
like,
really?
Because by the time you get in there and start playing with other people, they're like...
Way
or they have the better weapons, right. And you're like...
Yeah, that's true.
I just die every time. This sucks. But there's some... Like,
see, but Marcus doesn't play groups. He likes the single-player ones.
Yeah.
No, but... Well, with single-players, you
Mortal Kombat.
You don't have to buy it right away. No, Mortal Kombat... Well, it's single-player... But you can play online, too.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. You can fight other people. Actually, usually what I do when I have a Mortal Kombat game and I want to say the fatalities, I go online and play because I know I'm going to get my ass beat.
Right. So,
and I know they're going to fatality me. Right. I played this guy when, DC and versus Mortal Kombat came out.
Yeah.
And... And I was like, oh, let me go play online. And I played this guy, and he played a character and fatality'd me. And you can, like, keep playing that person if you want. So I was like, all right, I can't. And finally, I, like, turned on my mic. I was like, hey, man, I'm only playing you to see the fatalities because I suck. And he's like, oh, no problem.
Oh, man.
He's cool. Like, it's fun.
That's cool.
I haven't played the latest one, though. I do want to play it. I love Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. I have the 10. I don't have the latest one.
The 11.
I have the
No, I'm waiting for that. Because I like the story mode now. I think 9 or 10 they did the story mode where you like...
Around 10, yeah.
Where you go through and it changes you from character to... But there's a whole story involved.
Right.
It's really fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's actual story to like...
Yeah.
Like you got to fight this guy and you just fight him. And once you beat him, it's a story. And they kind of follow a character and then lead you to another character and they follow that story and it leads up to the final confrontation. But the one thing I've always loved about Mortal Kombat, I think even since the arcade, is like when you fight somebody, like the computer, when you fight the computer and they beat you,
right,
and you fight them again, they're not as hard. They're a little easy. You know what I mean?
A little easy on you, right?
And if they beat you again, then they get even easier so that you can keep advancing.
Yeah.
Now, in the arcade, it made sense, right? Because then you're going to drop another quarter.
Exactly. They want you to pay that money, right?
Yeah, you want
this. Especially when you see, like, oh, it got easier when I dropped the quarter.
Right.
Let me drop another quarter. So, I always loved that about Mortal Kombat. All right, well, do you guys have anything you'd like to discuss?
iPhone? Anything?
We G5? Already talked about it.
All right. Next year.
G5.
You mean 5G?
5G, I mean.
5G's, we probably get another couple of years before that is everywhere.
Yeah.
Because now we get the fake 5G.
Right. I mean, the AT&T, yeah, I see that.
It says 5G, but it's not.
5GE. I'm like, what the hell is that?
It's not real 5G.
Right. Oh, no.
5G is going to be crazy. Basically, yeah, like, you're.
As I told Adam, it's going to be awesome.
You're just going to have internet.
Yep. Everywhere.
You're not going to have a box. You're just going to get it. I knew that was coming. Like, someday, just Wi-Fi is going to be everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
How? How are they going to do that?
With a lot of towers.
Then when I was on CNET, there's some in space, too. The satellites, you can have internet access through the satellites now. So that's going to be awesome.
Must be a lot of shitload of satellites up there.
Shit, yeah. They got shitload of them there already, so.
Yeah. They're already there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're already there.
SpaceX is sending them up there.
Yep.
That shit is so crazy. I still can't believe that. Those test launches where the the rocket falls off and then comes back and lands on the damn ground.
Like, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
That's like Star Trek, Star Wars shit. Like, yeah. What the? This is awesome.
Yep.
We're living in a crazy time. All the shit we dreamed of as a kid is real.
Right.
Like, yeah, comic book movies.
Yeah.
They're actually cool now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's close this out. Did you come up with the top three for us?
No, I'm still thinking about it.
Come on. Just say it.
Anything. Anything. Top three, whatever. We can go top three favorite inventions.
What?
If you're a tech guy, you know.
Let me be Nick. I'll do it last. How's that?
No, no. You're the only one.
Oh, really?
You choose and then we say the same ones.
So just top three anything?
Yep.
Anything, man. Anything you like.
Could be based on what we talked about. Could be just anything.
Well, top three. Okay, upcoming Marvel movies. You know, like the top three upcoming Marvel movies. How about that? So, what y'all think about the new?
So, the ones they've announced,
right? Like Thor, the new Thor, Love and Thunder.
So, Phase 4 movies.
Right. Yeah.
Now I got to remember them all.
I don't have any.
I know Thor. I know they got Thor coming out.
Thor. They got
Black Widow.
Black Widow, Eternals.
Yeah, Eternals, right?
Thor and Black Widow, okay. Eternals, I don't know.
I'm hoping it's going to be good.
Who's playing Black Bolt? Nobody knows?
I don't think they
That's not Eternals. Oh, you're thinking Inhumans.
Yeah.
No, they got freaking Angelina Jolie. They got...
Who cares, man? She's so good.
She's still hot. Yeah.
You wouldn't kick her out of your bed.
I sure won't. Stay in that motherfucker.
Not to mention the money she has. Right. Jesus. Shit, what are the other movies? Guardians 3 is going to be Phase 5 because Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah, Doctor Strange, yeah.
The karate one.
Oh,
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
And the rings, the Mandarin with the rings?
Well, he's going to be the villain.
Yeah, the villain. Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
What else is in there? Shit. Damn, we just talked about this last podcast, too. I don't know. I'm like 4 beers in now.
Right, I know.
I'm pretty excited for Doctor Strange, though.
I think, yeah, that's going to be...
They're going, like, a supernatural route, you know. They're, like, it's called something about...
Doctor Strange number one was pretty good, so I think Doctor Strange, Black Widow...
That Thor will be good, too, I think. Love and Thunder, you know.
Yeah, but...
That's going to be...
Well, I'm excited for that because Tiki whatever his name is directing that one again.
Oh,
he did
okay.
Ragnarok.
And that was a great movie, too.
Yes, it was.
That was great.
Yeah, that's the best Thor movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really Planet Hulk, but... Now, I'm not a big Natalie Portman fan.
I know that. Oh, yeah. We all know that. We all know that.
So I'm kind of like...
You kind of always say that, don't you?
Oh, really?
He always does that.
I'm hoping she's great.
I think she will be, you know.
I hope so. But I'd have to go... I think Eternals 3, number 3 for me. Thor. And then Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Black Widow, number 3. Chun-Li, number 2. And Doctor Strange, number 1.
What about you?
Eternals 3, Black Widow 2, and Thor.
Ooh, a lot of controversy. All right, well, that's all we have for you this podcast. Marcus, thanks for coming out.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Cheers. All right. It was fun.
Peace.